We've seen again and again what can happen when a community's police force doesn't match the diversity of its citizens. Many cities are trying to hire more officers of color. But what about a city's accountants, its engineers, and other top administrators? Sensing a lack of diversity in certain areas, the city of Bloomington recently launched a new diversity enhancement group initiative. GLT's Ryan Denham spoke with Bloomington talent acquisition and development manager Michael Hurt about why the city partnered with the Bloomington Normal NAACP on the project.
We realized a need to have more diversity and inclusion where our hiring practices have been concerned. This city, we're trying to make it mirror the population in terms of a minority population in the city of Bloomington. We'd like to have that mirrored also at the city of Peoria.
And how diverse is the city's workforce right now? What percentage are women, people of color?
The last time I looked, in terms of minorities, I think we're probably at about 15%. But in terms of women being represented in sort of the highest positions at the city, we do have a need for diversity there.
And as a reminder for our listeners, how many total employees, full-timers, does the city have?
We've got about 540 full-time employees.
So 15%, seeing that number grow, it would, you know, would be a pretty significant number.
Yes.
Quincy Cummings, the president of the Bloomington Normal NAACP, let's bring you into the conversation. How did the NAACP get involved with this effort?
It started from a conversation that was had with the former employee of the city. And from there, what we decided to do was to take a look at the data. And we decided to do it for both the town of Normal and for the city, but our concentration was on working with the city of Bloomington. So we decided to do a FOIA to take a look and see what representation there was of minorities and women within the city of Bloomington. And what we found, as Michael said, was that there was a need in both areas. And what we focused on mainly was on what you would call your professional, technical, and leadership positions. We found that there was more minority representation in the streets and refuse, that sort of thing. We found more minority representation in some of those jobs. But what we did not see was enough minority and female representation in the professional, technical, and leadership positions. So that was the impetus of our discussions with the city of Bloomington.
And Quincy, you've said that the people of color have been reluctant to apply for job postings for the city.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, I just think there's a perception that they won't get interviewed. They won't even get an interview. And we've seen in the past where some have not, because what we did was we had a few, we kind of did our own sort of case study, and we had a few people actually apply for job openings, and none. I mean, we're talking about people who were well-qualified, who had leadership experience, college degrees and that, and we had a few people apply, including my own sister, who has two master's degrees, and didn't even get an interview, never got a call back. So, you know, so when you see things like that, and then when you hear other people in the community talk about, well, I don't want to apply for the city because I won't get an interview anyway, or, you know, it does show that there was a need. So when you see this happen, we felt the need to, you know, start to work closer with the city to not only socialize what the perception in the community was, but then also to strategize solutions, possible solutions for it.
This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm speaking with Quincy Cummings from the Bloomington Normal NAACP and Michael Hurt, Talent Acquisition and Development Manager for the city of Bloomington. Michael, this isn't just a city of Bloomington issue, right? I mean, do municipal governments around the country struggle with matching their workforce to the demographics of their communities?
Many do in smaller communities like Bloomington Normal. Not so much maybe in the major metropolitan areas, but in terms of the availability of some of these positions being in the current or the relevant labor pool around the city of Bloomington, it may be difficult to find female engineers or find minority accountants. So our efforts will be to expand our pool, expand our efforts in terms of reaching out further to bring in some of these individuals.
And Quincy, what's the risk if cities don't address this? I mean, other than simply being very unfair, what are the real bad things that can happen when a city's workforce is not representative?
So I think what happens is those qualified individuals bypass the community and they go where they feel like they're more comfortable. And I think what it does is it sets a precedent, you know, I think if it's a problem, if there's a problem like this and it's not being actively or proactively addressed, it's telling people in the community that, you know, the city government just doesn't care. And what it tells people on the outside is, you know, maybe we should go to Chicago, maybe we should go to Indianapolis, maybe we should go to Des Moines, St. Louis, somewhere else where not only if there are more people who look like me, but I at least believe that I have a more fair shot. And I think that is the point of this initiative, is to start to do things a little bit differently. Not to say that recruitment efforts with the city had been lacking, but what we're trying to do here is find ways to build upon what the city is already doing and to attract that pool to come to the community, because Bloomington Normal is a wonderful community, but people have to feel that the opportunities are there for them to come. And then once they're there, what has to happen is that the right steps have to be put in place to not only attract those individuals, but to make them want to stay. If you see diversity issues that are not being addressed, especially, you know, within the city, what it does, it has an impact on young people too, because then the young people will leave, and then they'll go to college, or, you know, and they won't come back. So then we start to have that exodus away from our community, and it's all built on that thought that, well, there's nothing here for me. So that's another byproduct of having the DEG, or Diversity Enhancement Group, is to find a way to address that as well.
And Michael, you guys have been describing this initiative as focused on a professional, technical type of jobs. Maybe not so much public works, but even administrative jobs. Can you go one level deeper there and talk about the types of jobs, departments that, that maybe need this the most?
Sure. As I mentioned earlier, the finance department is one I would probably mention. There is a lack of diversity in terms of, and also it's just difficult to recruit sometimes. Minority accountants, individuals who would be well suited to positions in terms of budget managers, budget directors. We have a couple of director positions right now that need to be filled at that level. So we're expanding our efforts beyond Bloomington Normal to reach these individuals who have the expertise, who could bring a different perspective to the city. You mentioned earlier, what are the negative effects of not exercising diversity and inclusion? There's also an economic impact. People like to do business with individuals who sort of mirror themselves. And coming into contact with a homogenous group, it can be a deterrent to some people.
You know, when we think about recruitment of minorities, especially, we always, you know, talk about police and that sort of thing. And we do want to have more minority representation and female representation with our local police department and fire department. But, you know, I don't want, when we talk about recruitment and when we talk about diversity and hiring and that, when it comes to minorities, to be one-dimensional and to just say that, you know, we want to hire for police and that, you know, that's one-dimensional. What we are covering here today essentially is that we want to see minority and female representation throughout city government, not just on the police department, not just in the fire department, not just in public works, but we want to see that in these professional and technical and management positions, because as we start to get more of that representation there, what I believe will happen is that it will become more inspirational to younger people, and they'll start to see, you know, a young lady will see a woman, you know, doing that job and think, you know what, maybe I can go into public administration and do that job. So, you know, it's not just to address a today issue, but also to address a tomorrow, what could potentially be a tomorrow issue as well.
And how are you defining diversity with this initiative? Are women wrapped into this too? I mean, we just saw the town of Normal had a milestone with its first woman becoming city manager there. Are women rolled into this initiative too?
We mean minorities. We mean females. We mean individuals with disabilities who are qualified to do these jobs. Diversity is a ever-expanding definition these days. So all of these individuals are our targets in terms of bringing them in as employees of the city.
My understanding is that you want to get community agencies involved in working with this initiative to find candidates for, for these positions. So describe how this would actually work in practice. Give me a scenario of how this initiative might look and work successfully.
Sure. We're looking at going beyond just posting a job, which is what we usually do, and then you hope that these candidates come in. Our efforts will be more affirmative in terms of going out to the individuals. Say there is a group meeting or monthly meeting of a Latina society, of an African-American group, of an Asian group. Our efforts would be to give them a call. Can we get 5 minutes on your monthly meeting? Make sure that our job announcements or job vacancies are sent to these individuals. By cooperating and collaborating with the advocacy groups in the community, they can help us find out where these people are. They'll have a better knowledge of it than we do. So they will help us concentrate our efforts and, you know, maybe come up with a broader pool of candidates.
And is there a goal? Is there somewhere you want to be at the end of 5 years, 10 years, in terms of seeing the numbers change within the city?
We have a goal right now to increase our diversity and inclusion efforts, increase our hiring by 20%, which is really ambitious, and to do that by 2022.
There are probably not a lot of young black accountants coming out of college. I mean, for a lot of reasons. One of them, that black Americans are underrepresented on college campuses where accountants train. And now you're trying to recruit them to work for the city. But you're not the only one with diversity hiring initiatives. Other cities have them. So do private sector accounting firms. So how do you compete to land these candidates?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. All the things that you said, Ryan, we are in competition with other municipalities, with other companies that are expanding their diversity and inclusion efforts. I would say across the board, they do the same affirmative practices we do in terms of going to where these candidates are. And it will actually be a sales pitch that you make. We have to sell not only the city of Bloomington as an employer, but as a place to live. So those are the efforts that we're aware of, and our efforts are kind of focusing on young people. We have gone to the schools to do mock interviews, to sort of bring the kids up to speed, let them know about how to dress and prepare themselves for an interview. So those are the things we're doing to prepare our younger people.
That's Michael Hurt, Talent Acquisition and Development Manager for the City of Bloomington. He was joined via phone by Quincy Cummings from the Bloomington Normal NAACP. I'm Ryan Denham.
Community service agencies interested in partnering with the City of Bloomington in its new Diversity Enhancement Group initiative are encouraged to contact Michael Hurt with the city's HR department.